Order, order.
Select committee report.
The Health Committee's review of this year's budget funding for the Ministry of Health provided a chance for former Health Minister under the previous Labor government, Annette King, to grill the current minister, Jonathan Coleman, who may not have expected Mrs. King's welcoming remarks.
Can I congratulate the minister on taking up the role of Minister of Health? I agree with you, it's challenging but also a fantastic portfolio. And also appreciate the way you've worked with the select committee on legislation that we've had here and your ability to be able to respond to requests. So thank you, Minister,
thank
for
you.
That.
But Mrs. King quickly moved on to questions about the Minister's official responses to questions and information requests.
Why you don't have a timeliness measure for in terms of answering written questions? In fact, you are the only department or minister that I've had that provides answers to questions saying you can't get the answers within that time. And I could show you nearly every question I've asked, you've been unable to answer it within the time. The same with OIAs. We have, most of our OIAs end up having to be appealed to the Ombudsman or to or questions to the Speaker. It does seem to be a culture of slowing things down and not providing information, which we find very unsatisfactory.
Jonathan Coleman suggested Mrs. King should be more understanding.
As you will know from your own time as Minister, you get a huge volume of requests and we do our very best to meet timelines and to provide accuracy. But as you know, it's a very decentralised system. The issues are around not only volumes, but also the decentralisation of the system and the detail required to be assembled to respond adequately to requests.
Annette King sought some guarantees.
So are you prepared to put a timeliness measure into answering written questions?
Because I don't know that that would necessarily help overcome those issues.
There is OIAs and others, Jonathan, so I just don't know why you wouldn't have...
But I will go away and have a look at it.
Health Minister Jonathan Coleman speaking to the Health Select Committee. And Foreign Affairs, Defence and Trade Committee's budget review of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Trade was an opportunity for Labour Party trade spokesman David Parker to grill Foreign Affairs Minister Murray McCully over the ongoing saga involving government payments to a Saudi businessman. And Mr. McCully had come prepared for questions on the matter.
I suspected that this topic might come up today, and I want to just provide a brief synopsis, if I can, on this matter. The very brief background is that there is a huge and very lucrative market. NZTE, of course, have a mandate to do whatever they wish to do to promote New Zealand's interest in that market, but I know of nothing additional to that which has been announced.
Following a three-minute speech from Murray McCully on the benefits of the Saudi farm deal, National Party Committee member Shane Retty sought to change the subject.
How do you perceive New Zealand's role in the Middle East peace process? More specifically, how does that align with our UN Council role?
Is there sheep going to Israel?
Labour's David Shearer also wasn't satisfied that his colleagues' questions had been answered.
This is farcical, Mr. Yeah. Chair. We started off with a line of questioning around Saudi Arabia. We know that this is in the news. David Parker surely is able to have a supplementary on the narrative that the Minister provided. And follow up on it. Instead, we jump now to a completely different subject. You're obviously being paid to sort of cover for this man over here.
Point of order,
Chair. It's outrageous.
Just settle down.
It's actually outrageous.
David, just settle down, bro.
Just settle down, bro. A novel point of order there from National Foreign Affairs, Defence and Trade Committee member David Bennett during the budget review for the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Trade. Having no luck with his scrutiny of Mr. McCully in the committee rooms, Labour's David Parker later sought to put questions to the Minister in the Chamber, though it was soon apparent that that wasn't likely either.
Point of order, Mr. Speaker.
Point of order, the Honourable David Parker.
I seek leave to carry my question over to another day, given that the Minister who was at Select Committee this morning miraculously is not in the House.
The latter part only damages... The point of order that's made. Leave has been sought to transfer this question to the next sitting day. Is there any objection?
Yes.
There is. Order! Order!
Mr. Parker also had questions about the day's earlier events back in the committee rooms.
Was the Minister surprised that the Select Committee Chair this morning allowed him to make his self-justifying pre-written assertions about his past conduct, then ruled opposition questions about the past out of order and blocked opposition members getting to the bottom of this matter?
Order. I'll invite the Minister to complete the answer.
Thank you. Mr Speaker, on behalf of the Minister, I am seldom surprised these days at the inane questions that come from opposition, whether it be in a select committee or in this House.
Government Minister Paula Bennett there answering questions on behalf of her colleague, Murray McCully.
I'm Rhys Lyon reporting for ParliamentToday.co.nz with funding from Parliament.